Welcome back. This is Mark Steiner. We're about to join our second hour here. Glad you could stay with us for that hour with four of our ministers here in this community. It was a very important conversation we just had. We're about to talk about something that is streaming across America that actually started in California, which are strikes at Walmart. So we're going to join that conversation here in just a second. But I'll remind you on the way there that that we know here at WEA, we believe your voice matters. And we want you to join me tomorrow morning. Join WEAA's The Baltimore Blend for its first community coffee and conversation live broadcast tomorrow morning, October 17th, 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. at Red Emma's Bookstore and Coffee House. Beverly Burke will co-host. I'll be co-hosting with Beverly Burke, I should say. They're going to get me up that early in the morning. I don't know how they're doing it, but I'm going to be there at 6 a.m. We'll talk with local leaders about the community, about workplace democracy. And stop by for WEA giveaways, complimentary coffee, and great conversation tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. to 8 a.m., live from Red Emma's, located at 800 St. Paul Street. For more information, call 443-885-4391. That's 443-885-4391. I'll be awake and ready to go at 6 a.m. at Red Emma's, so join us there. All right, we are going to talk for the first part of our program about the strikes taking place across America that have come here now to Laurel, Maryland, against Walmart. As I said earlier, we called Walmart. My producers did it anyway. They called the local Walmart store in Laurel. They called the Walmart National Office. They emailed them. We've got no response back, but it's an important conversation to have because people don't realize what's going on. So we are having that conversation now. We are joined by Julianne Hing, who is a reporter and blogger for Color Lines in Oakland, California, and Cynthia Murray, has been a Walmart associate for over a decade and is currently one of the leaders of the strike in Laurel. And Julianne Hing and Cynthia Murray, welcome. Good to have you both with us.
Thanks for having me.
Good evening.
So, good evening to both of you. This is wonderful. I appreciate you taking the time with our listeners and folks. You can join us here at 410-319-8888, and I'm sure we'll be able to get some callers in on this one, as we could not with our four ministers, but we can do it now, I think. Julianne, talk a bit about the background here and these strikes that have been taking place that actually started in California and moved across the nation. I know that several weeks back we were talking with folks at KALW in San Francisco, and they were covering, which was a huge thing nobody else covered, which was this walkout of Walmart dock workers and truck drivers marching across L.A., and then things have exploded since. So tell the story of what's happening in America with Walmart right now.
That's right, Mark. It's a pretty exciting story that's about Walmart workers who are standing up and campaigning for better wages, better work conditions, and saying that their efforts to organize a labor union have been met with intimidation. So as you said, it started on October 4th in Los Angeles area Walmarts, where workers walked out. It was a pretty historic move, and then it very, very quickly spread. As of last week, the strike had moved to, as you mentioned, Laurel, Maryland, Texas, Washington, Illinois, Missouri, Florida, Kentucky, Minnesota, you know, nine states total. This is a pretty significant move for a company that is such a corporate giant and also is staunchly anti-union.
Tell us what's going on in Laurel, Cynthia, and how that started there.
Well, we've been speaking on it for about a year and a half. What we need, and we really just want, we want Walmart to step up to the plate. And they're listening, but that's about it. And we walk on our strike because of unfair labor practices. Walmart is intimidating and retaliating against associates and trying to silence them. And we just really want them to step up and listen to what we have to say. I've been there for over 12 years. When I started, they were a really good company. And after Sam is gone, things really have gone by the wayside. And in order to change America back, I think we need to start within the United States in such a corporate giant that could change and actually change the way that America is right now. We are hardworking associates. We don't want them to give us anything. We just want them to give us to be fair to us, and that has to do with our wages, with the fact of underscheduling. People aren't getting the hours, so they can't feed their families. They're working two and three jobs, and we have no health care. And now this is the season for our health care to re-enroll, and it's higher than ever, and it's becoming harder and harder for a person who works for Walmart, which is one of the biggest giants in our country right now. They're making billions. Why? Their associates are collecting medical assistance, food stamps, and more to survive. And I think in order for us to grow our country again, we have to start here. And all we want is Walmart to listen to us as an organization, because we tried talking to them one-on-one, and that's all it was. You know, they just listened, and that was it. Now we want them to listen to us as an organization that we are. I am a proud member of our Walmart organization, and we are here to help, to try to make Walmart a better environment for everybody who works in it, along with the warehouse workers and even globally, the companies, the manufacturers that Walmart buys from. We are asking them to step up as a giant and just do the right thing as their founder, Sam Walton, would have done.
So Cynthia, one very quick question. I'll go back to Julianne. I mean, are you not afraid of losing your job as a striker in Laurel?
Well, I think as being a striker, we have rights. And as our rights, I'm going to stand upon them. We were retaliated against. And, you know, they try to silence us and intimidate us. And it says, in order to strike, if there is unfair labor practices, we can do so. And we should be able to come back to our jobs. And I did strike, and I did go back to work. So it's just to say that some things in America still are working. So that was one of them.
So, Julianne, one of the things I read in one of the articles, which was really a shock to me, then maybe you can, both of you can clear this up, maybe you can start with Julianne, is that I read in one article in Huffington Post that Walmart workers cannot organize union, but can only do it on a store-by-store basis. Is that true, Julianne?
Yeah, you know, that's one of the complicated things is that you know, Walmart in its long history is staunchly anti-union, and so it has meant that, you know, the organization that has popped up, which is backed by United Food and Commercial Workers Union, but is not a union as of yet. It's called Our Walmart. You know, they've had to organize around the country. And I think Cynthia can speak to this, but it's, you know, it's become about coordinating a national effort, but it does happen much on an individual basis.
And one of the things I also found interesting, there was that the Walmart in public has been saying that this is more of a nuisance, and that this is not serious, it's a publicity stunt. That there was a 7-page internal memo issued by the company October 8th that was supposed to be only for salaried employees. Of course, it leaked out, where they took this very seriously, and saying this is a danger to the company, that the memo reads that, as you know, activists or union organizers have been trying for years to stop our company's growth and to damage our relationship with our customers and members. One of the activists or union organizers' tactics is to try to disrupt business by urging our associates to participate in a walkout or other form of work stoppage. And they really are very concerned about this.
That's right. You know, and actually that memo that you mentioned is in a departure from how Walmart has dealt with things in the past. Publicly, their line has been the same, that worker efforts to organize are but a nuisance. But that internal memo, as you mentioned, signals that Walmart is taking this very seriously. And with the Obama administration still in the White House, and also appointing some of the members of the National Labor Relations Board, you know, there are should some conflict arise, Walmart is really watching its back. And you know, this speaks to a greater issue about what's happening with labor in the country. There have been some exciting stories. The Chicago Teachers Union went on strike for over a week. There are, you know, among several stories in just the last year of workers standing up for themselves and their communities.
And before we have to move on to our next segment, because this is, we're going to come back to this. This is very important, and I really appreciate all the work that you do, Julianne Hingin, with the stuff you cover and write for Color Lines and covering this. This is, you've done some wonderful work. And Cynthia, so you're back at work now, is that correct?
Yes, I am.
So will there be more actions?
Well, we hope that Walmart will come and meet with us as an organization of our Walmart and talk with us. Sam Walton had a saying. He said, if you want to know what's going on in your store, ask your associate. Well, they don't do that anymore. They have stepped away from that. And, you know, we just don't want to profit from this. We want to make our company a better company. And it was a better company. So, you know, the changes that they made have not been in the interest of the associates nor the customers. So it's about their money that they can make, and I think we need to step back to where it was.
So we have to go break to our next segment here. But first of all, Cynthia Murray, I want you to know that you and other Walmart workers have a voice on this show, and we'll be here for you.
Thank you.
We'll let you know that. And Julianne Hingin, we're looking forward to you coming back on the show many, many times and continuing our conversations with you.
Thanks so much, Mark.
It's always a pleasure. Julianne Hingin, you can read her work at Color Lines, and that's attached on our website. Cynthia Murray is a Walmart associate who is on strike, or what they have, lead the strike in Laurel, Maryland. We're going to come right back here to our conversation. I'll remind you on the way there that speaking of Julia Hingin and her work, Facing Race is a conference organized by our friends at ColorLines.com. It's the largest national multiracial gathering of leaders, educators, journalists, artists, and activists on racial justice. This year's keynote speaker is Juno Diaz. It's happening right here in Baltimore from November 15th to 17th. For more information and to get involved, please visit arc.org/facingrace. And Julianne Hingin and Cynthia Murray, thank you both so much.